Hello, this is Jack. You're listening to the Human Magic Podcast. I'm here at the Million Mask March, which is happens every year, but this year is a little bit different because obviously we've got lockdown, which has just been installed today. So I'm here to see what people are here for, because they're anti-capitalist, really. That's what it's all about. But I guess there's also some maybe anti-maskers here. Who knows? I'm going to go and ask some questions. I'm going in.
There's no approval for for any protests of any kind at the moment.
So what's your name, mate?
Leroy.
Leroy. I'm Jack. Nice to meet you. So what, although it looks like it, well, I don't know if it's going to go ahead yet, but yeah. What brought you down here today? And by the way, you look amazing. Oh, I'll describe, you're very multicoloured today.
Yeah. Well, I like to stand out with you. But I was just speaking to some of the police officers. The reason why I'm here is obviously because of the Million Mask March. I've been here on previous years. And I just like to march with people, show solidarity, and my presence is in the number. I was just speaking to some of the police officers.
Disperse, yeah.
All right. Well, we can walk and talk.
I was just speaking, obviously, as you heard, as a police officer just come over saying that they're asking people to disperse.
Yeah.
From my understanding, apparently because of the current lockdown, there's no approval from the government for any sort of demonstrations or protests at the moment.
Yeah.
So as a result, people are being asked, they're being warned and told what the situation is going to be. If people start to come together, then people will begin to get arrested. And so I was asked by the police on separate occasions what my plans are, why I'm here, what am I planning on doing now that I have the information that I have.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of I don't really want to get arrested. I'm kind of in two minds as to whether to stay or to go. But at the same time, I know this could just be a police tactic in order to prevent people from coming together.
Yeah, yeah.
And to sort of they want people to leave because they don't want people to be protesting. They want to have an easy life, an easy night.
So what's at the heart of your reasons for being here? I know you want to show solidarity, but what's the cause for you? What's the cause?
I suppose there's a lot of causes, I mean, it's like, for me, I've sort of supported the causes, previously, I've recently just been made redundant.
Oh, shit.
So obviously, yeah, so now, I'm sort of, I'm moving on to the universal credit system. But obviously, I know a lot of people have been hit by the universal credits,
yeah.
And they feel like they've been let down, possibly because of their own spending habits. But also, they feel like they haven't had the system as a safety net. They haven't really been there to support them through this.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm here in solidarity with those people.
And what? So you've got your mask on, your coronavirus mask.
Yeah.
Where do you sit on that? And does that play into your beliefs of why you're here today?
Yeah, I mean, I saw there was a guy earlier with a banner saying something no masks. He was supporting the idea of not wearing a mask. For me, it's not a big deal. I'll wear one just to, I suppose you could say out of peer pressure. But also, it's not a big deal for me. I think this lockdown can be a good thing, because again, it helps people just to withdraw from society and turn inward, and the whole mask thing is for me, it's negligible. I can take it or leave it,
Yeah.
I like to wear it anyway. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it, I suppose. Yeah.
I hear you, man. Cheers, Leroy, mate.
It's okay.
I'll probably see you if we do march. I'll see you down there.
All right.
Nice one, man.
Take care.
It's recording now. My name's Jack, by the way. What's your name?
Max.
Max, nice to meet you, man. You're a young guy. How old are you?
23.
Okay, and you got some signs. What are your signs?
No more lockdown and no more masks.
Okay, do you want to explain a little bit more?
Well, it just seems stupid to ruin everyone's lives for a very small number of people. Every day 250,000, 300,000 people die a day in the world, and coronavirus is killing at most, on its peak, about 5,000.
Yeah.
And that's at its absolute peak. So even then, it's barely not even killing 1.5%, not even responsible for 1.5% of world deaths at its peak. So is it really the top priority of the world to shut down and cost the economy and probably kill more people than it will do good in that way?
Right. Do you work?
Well, I'm self-employed.
Okay, so it is affecting you. I'm also self-employed. It's affecting me quite a lot.
Of course it affects, because people don't want to spend money now.
Yeah. Do you think the coronavirus is real then?
It may be real, but to me, there's no way to know, really.
Yeah.
There's no way. I don't. It may be real, or may not.
Yeah. Are you here? Is this your mum that you're with?
No, just someone I met.
Someone you met here. Okay, cool. All right. Well, so your signs are no masks, no lockdown. Are you here to meet friends as well? Same mindset.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, everyone's going to rebel against the lockdown. Everyone needs to come out every Saturday and every time they can to defy the lockdown, you know.
Yeah. Okay. You're talking about some stuff over here, so right. Come and say hello.
Hello.
So what are you here for?
I'm here to protest the new lockdown.
Yeah.
Okay, but I think the first lockdown, it was flawed. They claimed to do it because they wanted to stop the cases, but they locked down, then they unlocked down, the cases went up. And I honestly believe that the results will repeat itself. Do you know why? Repeating yourself, that is the doing something the same and expecting different results.
Yeah.
You know what that's the definition of? Insanity.
Right,
what they need to do is they need to spread it as fast as possible within 6 months. I reckon the faster it spreads, the more people it infects. So I reckon if we infected the whole country within 5 months and if herd immunity lasts for 6 months, surely within a month the virus wouldn't be able to spread and it would just die out naturally.
So you reckon we should just get it out there?
Yeah, we need to stop doing that. I mean, lockdowns...
Well, some people die, though.
Well, to be honest, I hate to be cruel, but this is just how I feel, the whole lockdown.
People die from the flu.
That's normal. They die every year, and there are less this year than there have been 2 years ago. There were much more, and there was no lockdown.
Yeah, okay.
To be honest, what needs to be done is, and I hate to say it, right, because it sounds cruel, but it's just survival of the fittest. If people die, then, you know...
Yeah, hello?
Look at the statistics, it's all there.
Okay, yep.
So, overall, that's what we need to do. And I know they're going to do this.
You might get arrested for being down here today if you're marching, right? Because I don't think they've got permission. Is that
well,
right?
that's the chance I'm going to take. I'm willing to do that.
You're a young guy. How old are you?
You'd
have to say your age if you want it.
I'm not comfortable with
it. That's all right. All right, cool. So, the second lockdown, how will it affect you personally?
I've had problems with my family. My mental health just... I've actually contemplated suicide before because that's how bad it was. So it's not just affecting physical health, the lockdown is also affecting mental health.
Yeah.
And it's all well and good for the government to go on about how we need to be mentally strong and stuff, but this is just the opposite of what's going to happen. So overall, end the lockdown, spread the virus, build up herd immunity. That's what needs to be done.
My name's Jack, by the way. What's your name?
John.
John, nice to meet you, man. So what's your sign then?
Well, don't you know?
Free Julian Assange.
Do you know who it is?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
So is this your main reason for coming down today?
This is my main reason for coming here today. But I support this movement as well. Any movement that's against the establishment, I'm for it.
Right, right. And where does...
Because this...
We'll walk and talk.
You need to leave Anticlan Square, okay? And it's not moving that way down.
And this is a big part of that, and it's obviously anti-capitalist, anti-government. Where does the lockdown and the masks fit into that, into your worldview?
Completely anti the whole thing. The COVID hysteria, that I call it. I don't believe in it at all. I don't believe it even exists. There's no hard evidence that there's anything, a virus. I think it's I don't even say that it's a conspiracy. I think it's just hysteria.
Right, okay. You're from the north.
The world is now officially mad.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You're from the northeast, right?
I'm from the northeast, yeah.
Oh, me too.
Middlesbrough.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Near Middlesbrough.
So one thing that puzzles me about what you said is that I can't imagine a world where China, America, the UK, Russia, Europe would all work together and make up a virus together. That seems bonkers to me.
To me also. No, there's no clear explanation for this. I mean, I've been on this case for 6 months.
Right.
Every day, hours and hours of my life. I'm a natural-born investigator. None of the conspiracies holds water completely. They've all got, they can tempt you in, but none of them. You can't find the truth at the bottom of this story. It isn't there.
Right, right.
It's
so
a mystery.
You haven't settled on one point of view on it?
Impossible. So that's why I say that the most likely explanation is that there's, a mass hysteria that means that nobody's obeying any logical, reasonable behavior patterns. Everyone's losing it and in their own way, creating this
And who's benefiting from that? Oh, is anyone?
Anybody who's sharp enough to take advantage, and of course the corporations are exactly sharp enough to take advantage. And of course, they're in cahoots with the intelligence services. It's all one big club now. So right. They're just really taking full advantage to take our rights away.
There's a lot of theories here, and I love ideologies. People here for many different reasons. This chap has got another Free Julian Assange poster as well. Do you know each other?
Yes.
Right, so you got the Free Julian Assange. I'm Jack, by the way, mate. Nice to meet you.
How are you doing?
I'm good, but you've got a mask on.
Right, the only reason why I've got a mask on, because all the shops are shut.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find an anonymous mask.
Right.
Well, I put this on just out of the whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm a whistleblower. I'm a campaigner for Free Julian Assange. And I will carry on, continue to do that, whatever laws I put in place. Because at the end of the day, we're meant to live in a free country and a free world. Yeah. That world and that freedom is being taken away from us on a daily basis. I was arrested in 2009 for an alleged threat to kill Boris Johnson. I am the LUL inspector.
Right, okay. And what happened with that arrest?
Because I was a whistleblower, I was arrested and I was charged and incarcerated for an alleged threat to kill Boris Johnson.
And that
claims that I was not a whistleblower.
Wow.
I proved in an independent tribunal that I was a whistleblower. If you have a look online at LUL Inspector, you'll find all the details.
Wow.
I can see the police eyeing me up at the moment, so I might make a little move
and
walk about.
You got to keep moving. Nice. Exactly. What's your name?
LUL Inspector, at LUL Inspector. The man arrested, charged and incarcerated for an alleged threat to kill Boris Johnson.
And that's not true, right? You weren't
I did not make no threat to kill Boris Johnson. That evidence was fabricated against me to silence me. Like they've done to Julian Assange, they fabricated and tried to smear his name.
Yeah.
For telling the truth and for reporting the truth. All we are is we're truth tellers.
Yeah, yeah.
Governments of this world don't like that. They don't like that.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Nice
Free
one.
Julian Assange.
Yes, mate.
There's only one decision.
Changing so fast. I don't know what we're allowed to do and what we're not allowed to do. So when that gentleman comes along and says, we can't stand here in light of fact, I don't know. Is he right? Do you know? Are we allowed to?
I don't know.
No, none of us knows.
Have you come down to protest today?
Yes.
Okay, what's your main reasons for coming? Are you mother and
assault
daughter as well?
Assault on our freedom. And also, I just think we're being lied to a lot. Same reason, yeah.
What are we being lied to about?
The numbers.
The numbers, yeah. Of what, coronavirus deaths?
The danger of coronavirus, yeah.
Okay, so I noticed neither are wearing masks. Coronavirus
masks. We're outside, we don't have to wear masks,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I know whose side you're on, so I'm going to leave you to stay.
That's all right. Yeah. Nice one. Nice to meet you guys. Thank you. I'm Jack. What's your name?
Chris.
Nice to meet you, Chris. What brings you here today? Your sign says, well, what does your sign say?
It says, whatever happened to our rights? It seems like under all this COVID regulations, we're just losing out all civil liberties. So, you know, for what?
Yeah.
For a flu. You know, and we're going the wrong way. Like, we need to like boost our health, not shy away from things.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what the fuck is this? It should be survival of the fittest, not fucking survival of the weakest. It's pathetic what we're doing. And it's all to do with drug company interests, protecting the drug companies and promoting vaccines. And one thing that's wrong about the whole vaccine situation is there's no liability for all the drug companies that are involved in it. So
people are
gaining benefit. I'm myself a target here. So.
Yeah.
Ladies and gents, you need to leave this.
Nice one, Chris. Have a nice night anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I'll talk to you longer, but you know what I mean.
I'll keep moving as well. See you in a bit. I'm Jack, what's your name?
Hi Jack, my name's Alicia.
Nice to meet you, Alicia. So you've got your V for Vendetta mask on.
I do, yeah.
Why are you here today?
I'm here to protest the lockdown restrictions.
Ah, okay, so What is your views on coronavirus then? You don't think it can be helped with this lockdown?
No, I do not. I do not believe that the coronavirus is as big of a threat as they make it out to be.
Okay, so it's less deadly or?
It only has a 99.7%. It has a 99.7% survival rate. So only 0.3% of people die, and those people are immunocompromised, ill, or old.
So why would they want to put us into another lockdown? Why would they do that?
I mean, there's a lot of speculations and a lot of theories. I don't know exactly, but what I do know is that it's not about our health and it's not about the virus.
Right, okay. And how old are you?
I'm 31.
31. What do you do for a living?
I'm an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur. Have you been hit hard with the lockdown then?
I have an e-commerce business, so I'm actually pretty lucky in the sense that my business is online, so I have not.
So you're here purely for the freedom of everybody rather than your own?
My own freedom, the freedom of everybody. I don't believe, I believe in my rights. I don't like my life being turned upside down. I do not like having my rights being taken away. I do not like being told what to do, who I can spend time with, where I can go, whether or not I can make money, whether or not I can go to the gym. That's pretty much
fair enough. Thank you very much, Alicia.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Oh, I don't know. Mate, you look amazing. So you dress like a cardinal, is that right?
Yeah, I am dressed as a cardinal.
Why? What's with the ghetto?
I'm doing a film project, filming all the evils around the world.
Filming all the what?
All the evils in the world, you know, this Nazi agenda, this Agenda 21 that's going on, and the vaccines that are coming, the FEMA camps, I'd say I predict, you know, but... Yeah, it's just
what camps? Can you elaborate?
FEMA camps. So basically, they're going to shove everyone in camps. They're going to drug us up on fucking vaccines, and everything's just going to be fucked. It's all planned. This is all planned.
Yeah.
Decades, you know. So,
What about? We all have vaccines, though, right? We have like, I got like
for SARS and so forth. But these vaccines are not what they say, you know. So these are to track and trace, you know, similar to NHS. But they're going to inject you with nanotechnology. And control you and turn you into a robot. It seems ridiculous, I know.
It sounds
like
seems
something
sci-fi.
Out of a movie.
Yeah,
I know. But then, well, one fact, yeah?
Yeah.
Go on BBC News on YouTube, look up the nanotechnology that they can put in vaccines. It's all there. It's all there.
So you'd get injected and then there'd be some kind of technology in you to trace where
exactly.
You are.
Exactly. And it'll work with the 5G. Yeah, so they'll know everything about you and what they're going to do.
But there is no vaccine. What's your... We're getting moved on at the moment. We're getting moved on by the cops. You have to keep moving. Otherwise you get... Well, people have been getting arrested. People have... You know, 10 people got... 10 coppers were on one woman a minute ago. It's pretty hairy out here. It's kind of like... It's not that many people, so in that way it's a bit more, feels a bit more anarchistic and a bit more freewheeling.
Mask off.
There you go. All right, so you're a delivery driver and you've stopped here and saw you shouting freedom. What's going on?
Well, I've had to be forced to work as Deliveroo now. I'm a musician. I've got an album coming out called The Age of Fear. The front cover is me on the tube. With my two bandmates around me, them having masks, me no masks, looking at me all weirdly, the title The Age of Fear, it's all about now.
What kind of music?
Blues, jazz, soul, funk music, essentially.
Oh, nice. So you're literally on a job now, delivering, and then you've stopped down for a bit of freedom fighting?
I'm a freedom fighter before working for a capitalist government. It's always freedom fighting first.
Where does that fit into the new lockdown that's coming? What your worldview?
Well, it doesn't fit at all, does it? I mean, how can it fit? It's a load of bullshit, mate. 1%, you know what I mean?
What's that? What's the 1%? What are you talking about?
This is the 1% mortality rate for people like over 40. Its survival rate is 99.98% for people 0 to 40 years old. Over that, it gets what? Jumps by a few points of a percent. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the tipping point. For freedom for everyone, and I have a little saying I call the people, everyday people who accept it are called the Borg.
The Borg?
The Borg, yes.
What's that?
Because they're just dumbed down, the media's dumbed them down, the TV's programmed their minds. They're weak, they're riddled with fear.
Wow, man.
And that's really tough.
That's why if you don't get your mask on, you reject that as well?
I don't wear a mask. No, not at all.
Fair enough, man. All right, cool. Well, nice to speak to you. What's your name?
Will.
Will. Yeah. And the album?
The Age of Fear.
What's the second name, Will? Oh, what's
James.
The band?
Will James.
Age of Fear.
Yeah.
Well, I'm asking...
The only thing I'm going to ask you to do is just go home. That's all. I'm not going to speak about anything more. What I'm going to ask you to do is, I've spoken to your brother, I'll give you advice and just go home.
All right, okay, cool.
And if I see you two again, I wish you a fine and you could get arrested.
How much is the fine?
Get
you a fine. Is it? Oh, I haven't got that much money.
So my advice to you is to avoid me and just go home, please. Please. I mean, we're asking you nicely.
Yeah. All right, cool. Cheers. I'm Jack. What's your name?
Alicia.
Nice to meet you, Alicia. Oh, I interviewed another Alicia already.
Okay.
Why are you here today?
I'm actually a blogger and I write.
Yeah.
And I've always been into just rights in general for whoever they are.
Yeah.
And I believe we've all got a duty to know who we are and then to actually help others. Let's not just think about it for ourselves. I've got children. I want to do it for my grandchildren and beyond. So that's why I'm here.
So you think our rights are being taken away?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're no longer sovereign. I'm a sovereign being. And we all have our ethics. We all have our moralities. We know what's right. We know what's wrong. And we've all got our intuition. And I go by it. I'm not doing anything wrong.
No, you're right. We got moved on from down there. This is part of my daily exercise, it genuinely is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I felt my rights were being a little bit bent.
Yes, they were intimidating us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But why do you think we're being put into a second lockdown?
Well, this is all part of the rest of the agenda. This I knew this was coming. 2020 is like 2020, it's a vision, it's a reset.
Right.
This, the next 10 years and the 10 years beyond that is when we're going to see what's happening at the moment. So my children, my grandchildren, they're the ones that's going to actually be affected by this. If we don't do something now, more will come.
That sounded almost spiritual at one point when you're talking about the dates and everything. Is it interwoven with your spiritual beliefs?
Absolutely. The Bible tells it, all the spiritual scripts, the sacred scriptures, they all tell you the same thing. We all have to go within ourselves and we can be guided. We don't need police, we don't need priests, we don't need pastors, we don't need anything.
That's like anarchism.
That's what they call it.
Yeah. But you see, it's a positive thing. I agree. I think true anarchism isn't violent. It can work without these leaders and these institutions.
But there's poles to everything. So anything that's good, it will always be inverted to something bad. So what becomes my sovereignty will be seen as anarchy, which is violence, and I'm not obeying the law. Who made the law? There's only one law for me, and that's the law of nature.
So you've got kids.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something you're passing on to them, this worldview?
Absolutely. And it's not a forced on, they just know my views.
Yeah.
And they take it as they see fit. I've never imposed anything on them because that's not right either.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You've got a face mask on as well?
Only for my to hide my face. Because my children said, I never wear a mask because I don't believe COVID is what it is. It's like a common cold.
Right, so this is more for your anonymity.
Yes, because my kid said, oh, Mum, at least wear that. And I've done it for them, yeah. Because I'm still a mother at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice one, Alicia. Nice to speak to you.
Yeah, you too. What's your name again?
Jack.
Because
you're both here together, right, for the protest?
Yeah.
I'm Jack. What's your name?
Zach.
And Emily.
Zach and Emily. Cool. So you're here as a couple.
Yes.
Date night in lockdown.
Oh, what's... yeah. Beautiful evening.
What's brought you here tonight?
A lot of things, freedom being the main thing, the control the government are trying to get over everybody, the fear they're installing over a bogus virus, it's ridiculous. And then look what's happening tonight. Why is there so many police? They've just tasered someone, yet there's 20 police officers around him. The man's probably mid-60s. Where's the ambulance?
Yeah.
You know, where they try and make out...
And protect the people as well.
Yeah, they try and make out they're here for our well-being and stuff like that. What's that then? Come on, there's nothing you can say to stuff like that. It's just fear-mongering, that's all they're doing.
Where have you guys come from today?
Essex.
Essex, right, and have you been to a few more of these protests?
Oh, yes, we have, yes.
Nice, and so going into lockdown, we're in it now, we're in the second lockdown.
Yeah.
Is this something you are dead against? You don't think it's going to do any impact?
I think it's all about power and control. I don't think it's anything to do with the virus, I don't. I think it's part of a bigger agenda.
One thing I think about it is a lot of people are losing a lot of money, and the Conservative government seem like proper businessmen. I'm going to take this down. Proper businessmen, in my eyes, are they not losing money in this as well? Are they not losing out as well?
No, because they've all got shares in the World Health Organization, all the health companies, haven't they, that they've been installing people's minds for the last 10 years, and this is what no one's realizing.
They want to do this, so people end up begging for a vaccine, because people just want to go back to normal.
Yeah.
So people say, please give us a vaccine, please give us a vaccine. And then people have the vaccine, they'll make shitloads of money from the vaccine.
And people are saying...
Bill Gates, so...
Yeah, people are saying the vaccine's dodgy as well. Well, there isn't one now, but...
Yeah, but when there is one, there's not been enough research into a vaccine. It takes years and years to build a successful vaccine. There's not enough research.
We might have to move, otherwise we're going to get arrested.
Not just that. If you look since the last lockdown, the majority of the population have been wearing masks, right? So how come there's a second spike? Why is there another lockdown if everyone's wearing masks and they're meant to protect everybody else?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Does it not exist at all?
Exactly, that's the thing. But the people only believe what they're told. So what's on the media and stuff like this? But as you see, there's been these marches going on for however long now. Going on for however long. And none of this has been publicised.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
None of this has been on mainstream media. None of that's been happening.
Why do you think that is?
Well, they're trying to hide something, can't they? Otherwise, why is it not on the news? Yeah.
Okay, so I made it out alive. It was quite a bit more, I don't know, a bit more aggravated than I was expecting. There wasn't really any planned movement of the group. People were just kind of splintering off. The cops were moving. There was a lot of cops there. Cops were moving people along. And I had some good conversations, but, you know, I couldn't really... I not that I was there to do that, but I didn't disagree with most of what people were saying. You know, I learned some things about what people believe, I guess, which is the vaccines could potentially be linked to injecting nanotechnology into our blood, which is linked to 5G. I've not really heard that, really, but a few people were thinking that. But yeah, saw some arrests, almost got arrested. But now we're free, we're safe. Well, we're not free, are we? But we're safe. All right, cool. Well, I'm signing out. Over and out.